As everybody knows, this was one of the worst storms we had, the actual problem with forestry. And you're going back to problems that planting was done 30, 40 years ago. You're dealing with two landowners, Quiltshire and then private forestry. And the private forestry at the time were the ESB corridor wires coming through, that you need at least 60 feet of a gap on each side for the corridor for the wires, that they won't be done damage in a storm. I suppose the other problem here was trying, talking to the ESB guys, trying to get crews in and private forestry trying to get in access into the land to repair the wires. The other problem here, I suppose we all take for granted, is that our telephones all went down, and that I was asking for that the first responders, the ESB, Ishka, Aerdon, the fire brigade, that and the council staff, that they have satellite phones, because I mean a major problem here was our networks went down. The other issue here was at the water treatment plants, that we have generators installed. We had a power or water outage. It only lasted a day, luckily enough, in Manor Hamilton, but we were lucky enough that they were able to get generators and get them the power back on until the mains came back on. But these are all issues that in the future that we have to have a look at, that we have to foolproof, that we don't have to go through all this again. The other issue here, like, is, you know, it's unacceptable that people are without power for 2 weeks. We just can't go through that again.
In relation to the satellite phones, you know, it's we're all pretty over-reliant on our phones these days, and that, you know, we saw that the demand that there was out there for phone coverage, for phone networks, during the adverse weather conditions.
Well, I think the priority has got to be that we got to get the telephone mass up and going straight away. That's a major problem. And then the area, like, asking people, you know, your MPNs, your air codes, you know, to get the power back on. But I mean, if you have no telephone service, whether it's satellite or whether it's anything else, you're screwed to begin with. So I just think that that's something that we need to start looking at straight away.